You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Good evening, TNT. It's your boy, Mr. Committed, and I have missed you. It is Friday, and we are tuning to 106.5 FM, the best frequency. And yes, you are committed with Mr. Committed to this frequency. Yeah, what's going on? The song say, "We mad, we mad, we mad." Perhaps when I see things happening in this country, from who have C6 symptoms, from who doing ads for Pennywise, from who doing all kind of things, I was wonder if we really mad into us. We have something to discuss today, and I want us not to see things through the typical political lens, but let's look intently as we have this discussion. And today's discussion will be based around CARICOM. And then to the next part, we will look at diplomacy. And CARICOM, established in 1973 on the date of July 4th. If we understand what CARICOM is about, some of us would not be shouting and saying, well, it's best we leave. Because why Trinidad and Tobago, while Trinidad and Tobago may be, or is actually, the economic anchor for CARICOM, we still benefit from CARICOM in a meaningful way. In 2024, 1.1 billion was recorded within our transaction with CARICOM as it relates to us being a member of that community. And when I understand that we fund $126 million yearly, as a famous TikToker did say, Rambles, the maths somehow in making sense, because if we're making 1.1 just by that average in 2024, but we have to fund $126 million, then perhaps something is working out. But then let me also submit the idea that if our budget is $15 billion per year, and we look at that CARICOM's contribution at 1.1, it will not be as a big dent per se, but that is where governance on the ground comes in. Because for those of us who have traveled within the CARICOM Islands, you see a lot of our snacks, products, are within those groceries up the islands. So some companies, some small businesses, some medium-sized businesses, actually benefit from our relations within CARICOM. Many of us will have relatives who could go and move freely within CARICOM to work and even benefit, have a lifestyle to live across there while they're working. So, while I understand that some of us believe we have a duty because the leaders say CARICOM probably isn't making sense in not so much words, I want us to also not just trump and follow suit, but understand. Caller, good evening. What going on? Talk to me.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And while I hear you speak about CARICOM, why didn't you choose to speak about the 6 fire tenders that the country got under this regime? Why did you speak to the petrochemical refinery about
on this show?
You are looking
when
for the
I
negatives
am speaking,
only. Why?
Hold on. Nobody to call this show to tell me what I should or shouldn't speak of. So know your place, sir. If I talk about fire attendance, you can call him. But I ain't talking about that. You understand? And that's the issue. We tend to see when people decide to speak up or say something that you might feel slighted about it. I am not attacking your dear old prime minister, you know. I am just signaling to the fact that if we do not stop to see things from this political sense, we will end up like people like you and others who believe everything is a tit for tat. Yes, we get 6 fire tenders, but that's not the topic today. If you were listening, the topic we are discussing is about CARICOM and the benefits of us being there. And I will go further to explain the importance of if we handle things with care and foresight. If I am not pleased about something, and in this case, the Prime Minister or the government is not pleased about how the process went along to appoint Dr. Kala, Secretary General for CARICOM. But there's a way in which we go about it. And what we are seeing here today is not the way. But let me go on. Thanks for the little distraction there. You did a good job. Now, CARICOM has about 16 million people that fall under that regime. Yes, we include it. Because there are member states and then there's also associate states that are a part of it. And I want us to understand that even when we look at how CARICOM operates, there is a lot of room for improvement. But it doesn't mean that we are there yet. Caller, good evening.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pinal.
Yeah. I think that we have outlived CARICOM. I think it's time for a new arrangement. It could be a revision of what we have.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could do that, not only us.
Mm-hmm.
They keep touting the goods that we sell and so on. Of course, if you've been in a village shop for some time, your customers are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen village shopkeepers move on from this village. They've opened in other places. My parents were agricultural people. They expanded their clothes business in the market into a factory and then into other business and then into properties and whatnot. If you tell yourself you'll never be able to move on, and you can't stand a shock because things seem to be getting out of your comfort zone, and you want to keep compromising all the time, pretty soon you'll find yourself in an untenable situation because you may not have that opportunity to recover after you have sufficiently collapsed. And I think CARICOM is in a state of collapse because I'll tell you why. I take the position that I don't understand the people who are saying let's overlook all of what has just gone on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need that Caribbean CARICOM unity and we need to continue business. My position is, if that was so important, we would have been doing the thing right. We are tolerating brattish behavior, and we're going to get some more of that if we tolerate it. And then somebody else will take some flexibility, and then we might take some, you know, and the whole thing has already collapsed because we are not proceeding according to our own procedures. And we are saying, well, you know, the election of a Secretary General was hidden, you know. Somebody, an international lawyer like Ifran Ali from Guyana, Dr. Ali, he might be able to say, well, you know, according to X, Y, and Z, it's inside of here. But the other lawyers can't seem to find it. Now, that's a kind of sneaky way to put something in, eh? You have senior counsel and Queen's King's Counsel and whatnot. They know what you're talking about, but you saying it there. You know, the modification of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. Basavis, for that contribution. And why? And let me tell you the difference, eh? What you did there is explained your perspective as to why we could walk away or we could revise it. And I can respect that, you know. And we could agree to disagree. It is similar when in the UK, when they wanted to exit the EU, they did a referendum and the people had their say. Now, what I was saying when it comes to the first call, if you have your points, bring it. If you have your reason why CARICOM should stay, why we should stay or move, okay. But too much of us are touting this discussion as if CARICOM contributes nothing. And I could also agree with you. CARICOM could be and should be at a better place. Because one of the reasons why smaller countries join blocs, it is that they will have a better or a stronger power when negotiating on the international market. And while I understand some of us may not see the benefit of CARICOM, I want us to also know and to tell CARICOM as well, they have to do a better job at letting the member states know what they're doing and how it impacts them. Caller, good evening.
Hey, good evening, bro. What's
up? Really, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, man, just school. Normal. I'm listening to the discussion here.
Tell me.
I wanna be kind of frank. I don't think, listen, everything is in the becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a work in progress. And politically, I don't see the need for all this dissension towards CARICOM. I want to be honest with you, because no system is perfect. And like I say, everything was is a work in progress. However, the political, what to say about ideology of Boss Lady, where, you know, we had to be real. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, anything that the PNM, well, I'm not going to say PNM, the previous administration, that it like it, they're good.
And, so, and that's the like, culture for some of us, eh?
Yes. And that embedded. They just even get upset if you try to point out what is positive or, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they even get upset with you. It's like you're not even supposed to point out anything good about the last administration. Otherwise, you're this, you're that, you're against us and stuff like that. But you see that ideology of this administration, I think, and that's where the supporters buying into it and throwing more fuel on the fire, so to speak now. But I don't see the necessity for it at all. I don't see the necessity for it at all. Because you pointing out the amount of... Now, what is bad now in Trinidad and Tobago gaining 1 point something billion in trade in Caricom? You point out what bad about that to me. You understand? As opposed to the contribution that it has made, and let me call it I shouldn't say a kickback, but the backflow from it then.
Right.
Yeah, and Assan is $1.4 billion in dealing with CARICOM, where trade and stuff is concerned. Quite kid, you know, there's a lot of industries in Trinidad and Tobago that have shipped out a lot of things, bottles
yes,
is one of them. And so I cannot see what is the negativity in looking at the positivity of CARICOM. I think the people who are against it, for just the supporting what the leader of this regime, this government
is doing,
yeah, and they're just following it, and they will find all the logical negatives to throw on it to say, well, yeah, that's how we ought to go. But me,
get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information,
tune in to Betterments with Old Space Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Bass Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you. Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Welcome back, TNT. Welcome to the Inside Hub with your host, Mr. Committed. Thank you for staying on to the best frequency, 106.5 FM. And we were discussing CARICOM. And feel free to join the discussion, 625-2257, or send your WhatsApp at 306-1065. You see, when Willie was speaking, there's something I will say, and persons will not see it as objective, but it is for those who will use their brains. If we will repeat and trump and follow suit everything our leader says without having our own opinion to say, well, I could agree with you on Monday, but I'm also allowed to disagree with you on Tuesday and Wednesday, perhaps give me time to think about it. That's how progress works. But we live in a society, and it goes across all political spectrums, where if you decide to be a part of the PNM or the UNC and the leader says go left, do we think for ourselves? Or do we even go to decide to think that understand what she is saying or he is saying? I don't agree, but let me give it time to work out itself. But at least you could still voice your opinion. Today, what we are seeing, the Prime Minister's having an issue with CARICOM, and all of a sudden the negatives about CARICOM is surfacing. As for what? To what gain? Where is the solutions for these things? Because if CARICOM really function how it's supposed to function, guys will be benefiting. So imagine, let's imagine for a second. This crisis falls out of space, where we are no longer a part of CARICOM. And boom, Jamaica say, hey, I want to get visas to come here. Antigua say, hey, I want to get visas to come here. Because we not handling our relations properly. Diplomacy. So if I could just ask you to indulge your thinking part of your brain for a second. If there are small businesses, medium businesses exporting, do you think that it will at least alleviate some of the burdens we will face on the ground from time to time? And we can always grow from there, because I find, honestly, with CARICOM, we should actually have a proper foreign policy that if the EU comes, if the US comes, this is what we stand upon. This is it. But most of the time, if you do research, they take direction from us because we are the little Americas within the Caribbean. And on that note, I am not saying that the PM may not have valid points. I mean, they are standing on the part that they want to question the process. The president of Guyana indicated that the process was it went according to plan, as how it is documented according to the Treaty of Chagaramas. But then look at this. If he is saying that, our prime minister is saying something otherwise, there were other member states who were there. And if there was an issue with the process, oh gosh, who is holding a gun to those heads of state head to tell them, if you say this, we're going against? The truth is, we have been handling our diplomacy at an all-time low in Trinidad and Tobago. Look at Venezuela. Look at Venezuela. We are at a position now where we have to send a diplomatic team to go and visit Venezuela to discuss our affairs. I am happy for that. But here's what. Our prime minister is persona non grata there. Why? Because we did not handle things properly. But join the conversation. 625-2257 or 306-1065. Diplomacy is an art. Eh? And if you understand diplomacy, it tells you how you could... It actually speaks to someone who could handle sensitive issues with tact and decorum. And some of these issues could cause a country could fall out of the relations. So, I understand while people's passions are high, and you know, I want to fall in line because it's so long we didn't get office for. But hey, come on, man, you had to be able to call a spade. And if you want me to say, hey, the PNM isn't perfect, but which government is perfect? But how will we get progress going on if we don't call out people to be better? Come now, 625-2257 or 306-1065. Let me hear a contribution. And then somebody asks on WhatsApp here, what is he? What is the procedure to elect this person? Do you know personally? So I would advise you to go to Article 27 or 28 of the Treaty of Chagaramas. And it speaks to that. It gives you the numbers of how many persons are to vote. I think it's a colony line. I'll come back to you just now. Caller, good evening.
Good evening. Now, they had the numbers to elect the person, but other people were shut out of bringing their influence to bear. Suppose we had a nominee. What happened to that?
Okay.
We could have had a nominee and we could have made a case for our nominee.
They said they were shut out.
But we were not there.
At whose fault is that?
Well, the system allowed us to be shut out. There's a big debate on whose fault it is. So we could leave that until they resolve it.
So, right? Meaning that when the minister said that we were disinvited?
Ralph Pierres, mm-hmm. Ralph Gonzalez, who is not in any official position, has become a de facto spokesman. Right? Put that versus when our prime minister was leader of the opposition and she was ignored by the secretary general.
Right, she didn't get a response somehow when she asked about this case in Barbados. Correct, go ahead.
She was ignored, mm-hmm. not from a response that we have received your correspondence, but we are unable to give you any information at this time, or you should direct your questions to X, Y, and Z. Not even that, which you will get if you write a letter to me asking about a pothole in Tinal. Right? And I have no official position. I'll tell you who to talk to. If you ask me, I will direct you to the proper person. The secretary couldn't direct him to the... They ignored her letter. But Ralph, and she was leader of the opposition here, having been prime minister. And Ralph, who has no position at this time, became a spokesman. So you see, the thing looks kind of funny. That's at that level. At the other level is when people are shut out. They don't get to make their case. We could have had a different secretary general this morning, today, if we had been there and made a case for somebody we wanted. But we were shut out.
Thank you very much, Debasatris, for that contribution. And let me break down what you just said there to me. At one point, yes, the Prime Minister, when she was opposition leader, did not get a response from Secretary General Dr. Carla. And she spoke about that when she went to, I think it's Jamaica, bro, about when that wasn't the proper thing to do. And I agree. But then now you introduce Ralph into it to say that what is his authority to speak on the matter? But then can we introduce now, since we are on that level, introduce President of Guyana, who said that it was done according to the procedure as established in Article 28. And then as well, could we introduce the fact that when we actually dealing with issues, we tend to deflect and not deal with it at hand. Caller, good evening. Good evening, caller.
Mr. Campbell.
Good evening.
Mr. Campbell, you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes. First of all, I want to totally disagree with that position adopted by the Barristers. And second of all, mm-hmm. the position is one of a demigod. Why are you conflating mm-hmm. the two issues?
Mm-hmm.
The two issues are separate and distinct. First of all, it is my understanding that this government was well aware there was a prize of this meeting taking place. And we chose to abscond the meeting. Let me repeat again for the Robusta Trees. Trinidad and Tobago chose to abscond the meeting.
The meeting, correct.
And, right. And if we wasn't there in the meeting, how can we partake?
That's the point.
Meeting,
oh.
The meeting was supposed to deal with governance and financing. So if we weren't present, how can we participate in a vote? It's a non-issue. And this is what the government should be called out on. This current administration should be called on this. Why wasn't a representative sent there? And if the representative who's supposed to go, why can't he give us a lousy excuse that he was going to get seasick or he's afraid of being seasick? And this is the problem here. And the issues should not be conflated. There are two separate issues.
Correct.
One in opposition and one while you are in government. Moreover, I want to point out this for people to understand, the delegations who are present and who were present at the meeting, once the person was able to cement a 75% majority, they would automatically remain as the head, or whoever it is, let's say it's a new person, as long as you can get 75%, which is more than enough in terms of the threshold for that person to assume the leadership. So I want to point that out, and I want to agree with His Excellency, the President of Guyana,
yes,
Dr. Irfan Ali, where this is concerned. As far as he's aware, he was not present. There were members of the Guyana team who were there, mm-hmm. and they participated in the vote. So what is the issue? This is a non-issue, and I think the government should try to rectify the issue. And while you might be in terms of, you wouldn't like, in terms of the leadership of Ms. Barnett,
yes,
you should try to resolve this issue in the back front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And diplomacy. Diplomacy is a dictate that you write to Ms. Barnett. We have an unfortunate instance where you did not respond to me. But I expect in terms of moving forward, whenever Trinidad and Tobago raises issue, we expect to get an answer for you. And it's simple as that. I don't understand why we need to shift the goalposts and move it all over the place. The government should be given an F where this issue is concerned. And trying to raise it and say that you are not happy, you cannot be. And you are not in a position. You don't hold the cards with regards to such, because you were not present at that governance.
Thank you very much for that contribution, Kadeem. I appreciate that very much, because I could stand on that position and agree with it. Because think about this. When I see public officials handle issues while having a public spat, I sometimes wonder if my parents did me a disservice by telling me, with great power comes great responsibility. Even Spider-Man told me that. And there's a way in which you are ought to conduct affairs, even if there is something that you fundamentally disagree with. What is this? Caller, good evening. Good evening.
All right, I had a call back in.
Yeah, man.
Good discussion. And the previous caller, go to the head of the class. And let me tell you something, there is not really a bashing or a red or yellow kind of issue. It's that we deal with the facts of our government. Heads, you're listening, right? Heads of state. Heads of state. And, you know, this way where I just come to meet Rubio and I just come to get my appointment to meet Mr. Trump in the Shield of America thing, and I go, no, that, you know, and the thing is, you know, UNC supporters, they are doing a great disservice by not speaking on certain issues that need to be spoken about, even if it's is in the tone of criticizing them. If you understand what I'm saying, because our leaders need to be criticized. You understand? The previous administration get bashed from both sides, both from within and from without, if you understand the opposition. And that is the issue that previous caller put forward. I find Boss Lady could have stayed, you know, even if you say we had to say stay, partake in everything, course. And go, yes, brother. And that is the, and as he said, they can't convolute and conflict the issues that it had, and she would have probably had gained Ghana more respect by fully participating in a heads of state meeting. You know, thanks for allowing me the contribution. That is it.
Thanks very much, Willie. Thank you for that. And you know what? I understand this, and let me empathize with those of you who would have taken the bold step to criticize or disagree with the status quo and to go against the norm, because it's not easy to swim upstream. I can tell you about that. But let me tell you this. We run the risk of regression and not seeing faster progression if when we have our leaders operating subpar. We should be able to call out whatever and whoever, despite where their party is, in the interest of Trinidad and Tobago. That should be the motive. Because anytime we decide to say, I'll remain quiet, or decide to ask the famous question, where were you in the last 9 years? Or where were you when the PNM? Listen to me. I am not within that generation. And many of us who want to see progress, if the leader is going left and you know the right thing, say, leader, with all due respect, you are going the wrong way. I think this is the best way. But we're not doing that. We just get up in the morning and have to do gymnastics to jump through every hoop to figure out, how can I defend this boy? How can I defend that? That's not the way. And in this case, we have a good relationship for the most part with the wider world, because diplomacy has gotten us there. Not army might, not our economic power in a sense. Yes, we have oil, but diplomacy got us in many rooms because we know how to conduct our affairs. And I wish to make this plea, but before I make this plea, don't frighten. 625-2257 or 306-1065, make a contribution. I'm here to listen to song contribution within the topic. If you're not within the topic, I ain't listening to that today. But don't worry, stay committed, Mr. Committed. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that
educates, and is solution-based.
BASE tackles the issues that matter to you,
providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions.
That's Betterment with BASE. With a focus on education and resolution,
this is all about making things better for you.
You
can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts
and find solutions
to the issues that matter to you.
So if you want to make a difference
and have your voice heard,
tune into Freedom 106.5 FM
and join us for Betterment with BASE,
Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Better for you.
Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that
your voice
matters.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information. Are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News Live on CNC3, covering your world.
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind. Every weekday morning, Tosca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back, TNT, to the best frequency. You are listening to 106.5 FM and you are committed with Mr. Committed today. And we are making a shift in gears because if you are now joining, we were talking about CARICOM before, but now we are looking at diplomacy. And let me give you a working definition so we'll understand where we're going with this. It is having or showing the ability to deal with people or a situation in a sensitive and tactful way. And let me look at this. We heard the Prime Minister mention that good news are ahead because we are going to send a mission, a diplomatic mission, to Venezuela. And you know what? We should be happy for that because it means we're going to discuss our affairs and our stake in all the oil fields because oil pays the bills. But think about this for a second. If the way we handle Venezuela from the start to now, if it was used, if we were using the tool of diplomacy, do you think that we may have to walk with shame in a sense now? Because if you can recall, and it is factual, when you ask the Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, who do we recognize within Venezuela, the question was always avoided. As a matter of fact, it was sung within our heads that we stand with the people of Venezuela, as opposed to recognizing anybody. And that's why you have the rule of law, and why we would recognize governments and not get into their affairs. But let's not revisit that whole US and Venezuela tension. But a piece of it, if we would have handled this different, we could have gone to the Prime Minister herself could have not carried the title of persona non grata in our entire country and go there and lead the discussion. That could have been it. But you know what? We big and we bad, and we have to say what. And you see, me, I will say to myself, there are some people that may enter government for the first time, and the learning curve is steep, because we expect you to know and to conduct yourself in a manner that is, you know, reputable for our society to know that, hey, this is my minister.
I want to get into this conversation a little bit, because I don't like bacchanal and confusion.
Tell me.
So what happened to when the Minister of Defense in Venezuela, Diosdado Cabello,
call her?
He started calling her names and started talking about Trinidad and Tobago. So is it? Are you saying that we should have just kept that and keep him out on hush and let he continue running his mouth on us?
Diplomacy, tact, and there's a way in which we would deal with certain things.
So what you're saying is that we should have stayed quiet when Diosdado Cabello and even Miss Delcy, and I should probably refer to her as the
acting president
of Venezuela. We should have stayed quiet and let them continue talking about us in that particular way and not stand up for ourselves. That's what you're saying?
Standing up for yourself and standing up for your country is two different things.
Standing up for herself, by extension, the country Trinidad and Tobago.
Nah.
Because she represents the country.
So you going out there and behaving. So here what's going on. You do not tit for tat in public on international stage. And then we have to go to them after.
So what are you saying is that we should have stayed quiet whilst they have been saying all those nasty,
what
mean things
to us? What I am saying is that the tool of diplomacy should have been used to deal with that issue. Because how we ended them in the first place? It was Venezuela and the U.S. Where did the twin island of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago find themselves there trying to comment on certain issues? No. We were supposed to be there in the first place. And if diplomacy was used then, it would have prevented us from ending up in that kind of discussion. And it's as simple as that. And because the Prime Minister is one of the most experienced, and I respect her, better could have been done from the start to where we're at now. That's my position.
In my view, and I think that only because we are a small island, and this is just me, we are a small island, and because the PNM at the time would have, you know, and I'm using this loosely, right, would have been friends with the then president, Nicolas Maduro. Why didn't they deem the president of the United States as non grata? Persona non grata. Why us? We weren't attacking the Venezuela. We weren't attacking Venezuela, you know.
Correct.
It was US.
And
so, what is your explanation for that?
So,
your view?
I will tell you this. It wasn't just the PNM position, how they dealt with Grenada. It was a CARICOM's position, respecting the UN Charter, indicating that this region is a zone of peace. And therefore, our position as CARICOM is that what you're planning to do, we do support it. Now, and you know what? I'll continue this. But 625-2257, before I get carried away, 306-1065, I had a contribution as well too. And then what took place further to that is this. Well, you only want to finish my contribution at all while they're calling one time. Go ahead. Caller, good evening.
Pleasant afternoon, Mr. Committed and Carrie V. Hi, pleasant afternoon. Mr. Committed, you
tell
see
me.
Diplomacy?
Mm-hmm.
Managing diplomacy efficiently and discharging the duties of diplomacy efficiently. Thinking about the words and how to place the words.
It's very important.
It's very important. You see how my words is be on my placard? The few words I put there must make an impact.
Correct.
And meaningful. Because my friend told me once, he said when you go to solve problems, you go with the intention to neutralize and come to a neutral agreement.
Correct, a mutual agreement.
Right? Mr. Lambert Alloy Likwai, a most senior engineer.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that so much. And it's true. Diplomacy requires you to think about every word because words have real impact. And for those who usually would call and have a discourse with me, I don't want you to think that I am here to attack the UNT government, you know. But what I'm calling for is for us to demand better on all accords. Yes, there are things that the UNT is doing their best right now. They honor some of their promises, their campaign promises. But does it mean that if I see something, if we see something, we can't speak about it? It is crucial for us to understand that if for the next 4 years we have to build bridges as opposed to break bridges, we have to use diplomacy. We have to be mindful of what we say because we may have to go back and eat our own vomit, and I don't like to eat vomit. That don't even feel good.
Yeah, but it's not about eating your own vomit, you know. You know, it's not about eating your own vomit. It's about we had to get things done. And yes, we would have had spat from here and there and everything, but what it is we really need? We need we gas. We need we oil, right?
Correct.
So I think dog eat with shame. Aloy just wanted to shame, man. Okay, all right, next.
And there's something you would have asked before, and I saw somebody send it on WhatsApp, and they said, was the president of the U.S. diplomatic with President Delcy? And let me break down this for you. No, he was not. Simple answer. And let me tell you why. We can't afford to compare our prime minister or our country with the U.S. and what they have. If President Trump says what he wants, which he does, You can't believe to yourself you can go and do the same. They have one of the greatest armies within the world. They have powers to leverage. They have the money. They have the backing. They are seen as a superpower. There's a saying that we see now in Trinidad and Tobago. Cockroach have no place in foul party. And you have to know your lane. And that's why it goes back to CARICOM and being a block. Small countries unite together to be stronger on the international stage. And I'll repeat that for you.
But is it working though?
No, but hold on. The importance of small countries joining together as a community is to have a united front on the international stage.
But is it working though?
And if it is not working, it is incumbent upon our leaders to make the necessary changes. Because Carry, I could go to Grenada and work. Where I come out from? Who is responsible for that? Carry, come. And the treaty agreements have that in place. Now, should I celebrate that for the next 50 years? Hold on, no. Improvements have to be made. But no, what we are seeing today about CARICOM is not about improvements, you know. I ain't like how this was done. I'm not happy. You not being happy, how that helping my business to export to Barbados? This is what the people should be advocating and pushing for. Stretch our leaders. And whoever the next prime minister is in the next 5 years, stretch them too. Come on. What is this? 306-1065 or 625-2257. I want to know. Because now what we have today, we see the acting president of Venezuela in Grenada. And then perhaps we are going to Venezuela to have a discussion. And I think my regents will want to see the discussions be fruitful. As I mentioned, regents, bring up Elijah, colleague Nads, my wife and everybody else who's listening. All I know is the cola fighting, but I'm breathing like a run a marathon. But I'll be all right. Do it up yourself. But yeah, if we are in a position to do better, and doing better means going against the status quo and being the only voice in the room, do it. Coming back, they're going to a break out to breed.
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information. Are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News Live on CNC3, covering your world.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Space tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Bass Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Welcome back. And we just have about 4 minutes again left before top of the hour, 7 o'clock. And stay tuned because the major news broadcast is by CN23. And the news will let you know what's going on. But until then, give me a call, 625-2257-306-1065. And it's a home stretch. We're going on your home stretch. And I could probably predict a lot of persons who are saying, what about this? What about that? Guys, if you ask me what about this, I will literally watch you and tell you at that point in time, it was wrong. And today it is still wrong. But if we don't know how to deal with issues right before us and stop deflecting and stop going back to compare, but look when this happened, that's not going to work out. That's like 5-year-olds. Mommy, my lucky, do it too. He doing it too does not make it right. And at what point in time, and if I'm to indulge and say this is a red versus yellow. So, who is going to show us what real governance should look like no matter what? Because a lot of us still going through it, still experiencing some of the pressures that we experience under the PNM. But then what? At this point, young people, you ever ask yourself why young people don't want to be involved in politics? You ever find out why they not the PNM, not on the UNC, and not on politics at all? Because instead of we spend time explaining to them how politics affect your daily life, we spend time promoting confusion and bacchanal and she say, and nobody wants to take accountability for it. So they're not on that. They just want to go to school, and then hopefully one day some situation impacts them and they recognize, oh, politics is important to us. But what we are feeding the next generation? Because then when you look at it, in the next 10 years, they might have 40% of the country voting. and the next extent not pleased. But we have to push the standard. We have to push the gap. I heard somebody telling, I think it was on Caribbean show this afternoon, Overdrive. The person was saying she's a praying person and she wants to be able, she wants to pray for her country. She was talking about crime. Yes, and she said, better pray for our country. I'm taking this call, but you have to be real quick, eh?
Real brief. You know, you in my ears here, my old trained ears, you're sounding like a parent who is excusing the bad behavior of CARICOM, and you will pay the price later on because other people will take that same privilege. And we're going down the drain. We don't even have to say let's smash it up.
Thank you very much for that contribution, Debasa Trace. And as we're on that, guys, catch me in next week at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Inside Hub, 106.5 FM. God's willing, I should be here to have a conversation with you. And Kyrie should be here to help me with the conversation. And my brother colleague should be also be here to assist with the conversation. It has been my pleasure engaging. No harm, no foul. A better Trinidad and Tobago. As the woman said on Kyrie show, keep praying, put God first, and always try for better. Print two truths could exist in the same room. It is possible. Today, you could agree with your leader, and tomorrow, you disagree. So, guys, stay committed, Mr. Committed. I go on.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.